In the life of St. Mary of Egypt, which we read in its entirety in the fifth week of Great Lent, there are a lot of people that do a lot of things. Of course, the main characters are St. Mary, the Most Holy Theotokos, and Abba Zosimus. But there are others that have important lessons for us. And here's one of them. When St. Mary wanted to go to the Holy Land, she had no religious reasons. She just wanted to have more lovers, as she said. So she was on a ship with many lovers, many of whom she forced, according to her witness. And on the day that the cross was going to be shown in the church in Jerusalem, she was running about looking for more lovers, as she said. I think she called them youths. And when everybody started to run towards the church in the morning for matins to see the cross, perhaps it's the same way that we do it, where we venerate the cross at the end of matins. But no matter, it was during matins, probably about 9 o'clock, according to St. Mary's reckoning. She tried to go in, and she couldn't because she was stopped by an invisible force, which of course was God. And the other people could go in, including many who had fornicated with her, many who had partied the night before, many who were not there really for spiritual reasons, but because this was an event that was interesting. The crowd of people, most of them, perhaps, were not aware of the holiness of this relic that they were seeing, and they were not aware of the stupendous miracle that was occurring, where a woman who was completely sold into sin was repenting and would begin the long and arduous 17-year climb to complete sobriety and chastity. And of course, she would live some more years, so she lived 47 years after her repentance in the desert. But many of these people, they venerated the cross, they sinned before, and they sinned after, and it didn't even occur to them what they were missing. I think about those people. We recently had the cursed icon in the church, and there were a lot of people there, maybe total at least 200, maybe more. Which of these people went up to the cross, to the icon, with absolute faith and with humility and with a desire in the depth of their heart, giving it to the Theotokos and to her son, and receiving some consolation? How many people did that? A big crowd of people. In my experience as a pastor, probably most people did not receive much from the icon because they didn't give much. And when I go up to the icon, I wonder, how much am I giving? Am I giving a pure heart to the Mother of God? Am I in such a condition that God can shed His grace upon me and I can retain it? Most people that went and venerated the cross when St. Mary was there, they didn't retain the grace. Many of them were sinners, certainly on at least on a par with St. Mary. So this is what I think about sometimes. Maybe I'm just a little odd. But when I see crowds of people, I think, who's getting it? Who isn't? Am I getting it or not? Elder Sophronius believed and taught and lived that the liturgy was the most powerful prayer a man could give. And so he liturgized, that is, served the divine liturgy as often as possible, probably daily. I serve the liturgy often, at least 2 times a week, oftentimes more. And in my heart, sometimes I wonder, am I like the crowd? Are you like the crowd? Are you like the people of the Gergesenes, that grace comes and we don't recognize it? An incredible thing was happening during the veneration of the cross. There was all these people and all this noise and all this commotion, and there was a woman that was completely changing, that was seeing herself as God sees her for the first time. Her depravity and her potential at the same time was being seen. And she made a promise to the Mother of God, and she was saved. Probably almost nobody knew about it. Sometimes I wonder, who was that person that gave Mary the three coins? Was it an angel? Or was it a person who recognized with spiritual sight what was happening in her soul? It isn't explained from the story. It could have been either one. Or I suppose it could have been just by happenstance that a person gave her money, thinking she's a pilgrim and she needs it. She certainly probably was dressed very poorly and didn't recognize that she had just given money to someone who was going to become among the greatest of the saints. I think beautiful things happen to us all the time and we're unaware. We should not be like the crowd. We should have spiritual eyes to see holy things that are happening among us at all times. May God grant us to have this insight and this wisdom.